99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
I see the current temperature in Reno is 23 degrees. I'm talking to the listener right now. Your mom called and told me to tell you to bring your coat. I'm John Potter, live and local. How you doing? Good morning, Craig in Carson City. How are you today?
Good morning, John. You're talking, it's in the 20s right now. Yesterday, when I came into work, when I left Reno, my car said it was 15 outside. And that's the first time I actually had to wear a coat.
I had a tinge of fear when I turned the key in the truck, and it started out with a room.
Well, that's crank. A normal diesel sound, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. That actually sounds like me. You don't want to hear about that. But yeah, folks, your mom called and said, bring your coat. I know she's not the boss of you. She can't tell you what to do. You're not my mom. Wait a minute. The winter is turning rough, and I'm going to be the first person to bring up potholes. Yeah, I'm not going to wait till the end of winter and moan about the potholes then like everybody else does. The potholes are, the streets are taking a beating right now, and I foresee pretty soon after winter a comeback of pothole complaints. Folks, we still have potholes from the winter of 2022. Now, on the positive side, those may be strategic potholes so the plows have somewhere to put the snow. Maybe we don't give the city enough credit. Maybe this is part of the plan that the potholes are to store the snow. My street is an absolute minefield. And my neighbors tell me, oh, I called the city. I keep calling them. I think a lot of neighborhood streets and even the fancy rich people streets, I notice when I drive to see my rich fancy friends, are full of potholes. I think we have a real neighborhood street pothole situation here. And, you know, Mr. Potter's been in Nevada most of his life, and Potter knows potholes. Not so much about pot. it's 9:09. On this show this morning, I should tell you what we have coming up. I actually prepared today. Okay, potholes, check. I want to bring up gas prices in just a minute. The Lear Theater, McDonald's. I know I talk about McDonald's every show, but there's news there. Home ownership in Nevada, and that tying in with what President Trump is saying, exactly what I was saying a month ago when I was ranting about these corporations, certainly out of town, that come in here with a bunch of money and outbid all these our poor locals who are trying to buy a house, the young people, the young married couples who want to buy a house, and they want to get on the mortgage and everything. No, these corporations have swept in here with cash, outbidding our locals and amassing a ridiculous amount of corporate-owned homes here, and they turn them all to rentals. And rentals don't look good in our neighborhood. And not only that, this raises the general price of homes in our, well, all over the U.S. This is going on, and this is why the president brought that up. So I'm a ticked off once again here about this. So home ownership. Also, there was news about vaccines, and that's it. Let me tell you about our guests this morning. Oh, when I say those are the topics, that's not carved in stone. We have this thing. It's a phone number, and the show is always better with calls and even texts. 775-884-9910. The guest list. Well, of course, we have Derek with health, brain health specifically this morning. And then we have Ken Jewelke of the Northern Nevada Preppers Group. Where are we now on the end of the world as we know it scale? There's a group of people, and they are preppers, and they are going to warn us and also tell us about this great event. We're in Palomino Valley. It's like 2 weeks away, and they are going to train newbie preppers. Actually, you get to camp out in the cold. This is part of the training, cold weather training for the wonderful future that is upon us. But you know what? I think we have more preppers than ever before, because the media tells us the world is about to end very soon. I don't know if you caught that. All right. And after that, we have Brenda Hannon of Hannon's Estate Services, Diggins and Treasures, talking about sales of like estate sales and what to buy at estate sales, what you should not buy at estate sales, and their awesome warehouse in Carson's. Craig, have you ever been to this place?
Not to the warehouse. They just recently acquired. I think it was the end of November or mid-November.
Oh, they changed, I think, because I went there a couple of years ago, and it was like going through somebody's huge attic. It was like half a museum and half an attic, because these are things that when they put on estate sales, there are some things at some people's houses in Northern Nevada that are so good, they belong in a museum. Hannon's will actually buy those items and put them and price them appropriately and put them into this big emporium in Carson City.
Yeah, they have more than one location. Actually, I think the, Estate Services is one side of the business. Diggins is what you saw a couple years ago. That's that store. And then the new one is Treasures, which is the one that they just acquired the space for in October, November, somewhere
there.
I got
to keep up here.
Oh, I know.
I didn't know that. Yeah, two locations.
Yeah, okay. She's got a lot of stuff going.
I love her because she always has great stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm fascinated with this stuff. I'm not calling the customers of her business hoarders. Well, maybe I might, but it's amazing what we have behind closed doors in Northern Nevada, so that's going to be great. And then John Crawford and Dr. Houch of the Douglas County Republican Committee, we're going to be talking politics and what's on the ballot for, oh my gosh, this year. What's this year? This year we're talking. This year's election. What's on the ballot? Ballot questions. We got voter ID on the ballot again. We have abortion on the ballot again here in Nevada. So the Republicans are coming. The Republicans are coming! 11 o'clock this morning. So, and then precious little time for me. Oh, I hear the management applauding. And you folks, 775-884-9910. Little bit of news before we take the break. Costco just reported this week that their December sales of $29.9 billion were up 8.5% year over year. I did that. That was me. I'm sure there are a few people who just heard that news, you know, at $29.9 billion. And this is just in December for Costco. Some people listening to that right now and saying to themselves, well, I might have had a hand in that. I was stunned. Was it yesterday? Yeah, I think so. We had 17 degrees in the morning. And I went to Costco after work, and it was barren. It was abandoned. Cold weather. Write this down, future reference, that when it's very, very cold, the Costcoers avoid going out there. It was amazing. I thought the store was closed. All the shopping carts reached out to the front door. And that's the situation. It was wonderful. Then again, I went to Costco on New Year's Eve. And I think I told you about that tremendous battle that that I was a part of. I think that was 2 weeks ago. Is it already the middle of January? Yes, and it's an election year. We're going to take our first break. Always happy to hear from you folks. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. See, I'm here. I'm alive. 884-9910, 99.1, 92.3 FM, Talk FM, News Talk, Time 916.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Is it just me? I feel just a little bit chilly this morning. Current temperature in Reno, 20-something ridiculous degrees. 21, actually. Let's go to 884-9910. That's our phone number. Francine is calling from Sparks. I'm John Potter. Hi, Francine. I'm so glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, John. I just called to say thank you very much for recommending Steve the Plumber. I had him over this week. He's a very nice gentleman. And he fixed two of the innards of my, as he calls them, what do you call them? Old-fashioned toilets.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He's very efficient and very, very reasonable. So anybody out there who's looking for a plumber, he is really, really good. So I want to thank you very much for having him on and recommending him.
Did he sing to you in the house?
No, he didn't sing.
Oh, okay. He's pretty good, as you probably heard. You call that stuff the same term I do, the plumbing apparatus, the innards.
The innards.
Yes. There you go. Francie, yeah, I'm so glad you called. Have yourself a great day. Stay warm, okay?
I will. You too. Thank you.
All right, dear. All right, sweetie.
All right.
9:21 is our time. We were talking money, favorite subject here. I don't have as much as I thought I would at 71. But anyway, as long as we're talking money with the gas price, or Costco especially, we had this story this week. It is about gas prices. And this comes, 3 weeks after John Potter found $1.99 gas in Nevada at Wendover gas stations. And I see that today. Gas is still $1.99 there. It's $2.35 a gallon in Battle Mountain. You can find $2.55 gas, $2.55 a gallon gas today in Yerington and in Gardnerville. Now, our story this week that we had on the radio was about how they're headed to $8 a gallon. And there's a blame California. Not only, oh, geez, if I start now, it's I don't have time, but this is what's coming up. I really want to get to this. It's been underreported. No TV stations are covering this. This is the refineries closing down in California, and what's ahead? It'll chill you to your soul. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910-J. Is calling about people that work in USA Parkway. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Good morning, John. I'm curious, the folks that work out at USA Parkway, what happens when they get there late because of accidents or weather? Do they have to make that time up? Do the employers pay them when they come in an hour late or so? I'm curious.
I was curious, too. I asked somebody who worked at two different places there at the industrial center, and it depends on the company. Some companies, I guess the ones that are doing very well, have good management, are fully aware of a blockage on 80 and certainly do not ding you for that. Others, you know, it's by the book. You know, you you get paid when you check in. That's the deal. I just, I'm glad I don't have to work there. I just,
you and me both, John. You and me
and
both.
You know it's going to get just worse as time goes on there. We ranted about this. I think we do every week, but it's something with a solution is just far, far away. You know, I mean, how often do you go out there?
Well, John, the wife and I took a drive out there, and it's been a couple months since we did. Mm-hmm. And we could not believe how many more warehouses were built in that two-month period. And we're just guessing maybe when that warehouse is complete, 150 cars minimum for that one warehouse. And we saw over a dozen new ones in a two-month period. What the heck? That poor highway.
Well, the highway is very convenient if you want to go to Silver Springs. If you're taking a trip down to Tonopah or Las Vegas, like I sometimes do, that's a sweet little shortcut taking that USA Parkway all the way to 50. You know, your experience of saying, "Oh my gosh, where these warehouses come from," reminds me of when I hadn't gone up to Red Rock for like 6 months and went up 395. I couldn't believe it. It's like those cities. Towns, cities in California where they're just lined up there, you know? What can we do? We're powerless. All right, Jay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I want to get this in because this is coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. At 10 this morning, somebody just might have the idea to save the Lear Theater. That's what they're looking for at this meeting today at the McKinley Arts Center. The Lear Theater, that beautiful, majestic white building along the river at the split between Riverside Drive and 2nd Street, was first used to hold church services from its opening day on October in 1939 until the congregation built a new church and moved their services in 1998. And because she feared Reno would lose such a valuable, amazing piece of history, Moya Lear, the widow of local aviation developer Bill Lear, she bought the building and donated it to the nonprofit Reno Sparks Theater Coalition in 1998. She hoped that the nonprofit would preserve the history and integrity of the building while promoting arts and education within the community. Well, this nonprofit didn't do much with it. It closed in just 4 years, and the building started to look really shabby. Actually, it was a wreck when I first went into it. I feel this nonprofit, I feel they were poor caretakers. So the Lear was closed from 2002 to 2011. Now, the exterior was fixed up, what, about, I think, 15, 20 years ago, and it looked great, but that's all they did. And then the Lear Theater was given to Art Town, the nonprofit that puts on Reno's month-long arts and events celebration every July. Art Town did not do much of anything with it either. Thanks, Art Town. And I remember there were fundraisers from one or two of these nonprofits to, quote, save the Lear Theater, and I don't know where that money went to, but in 2021, the Reno City Council voted to take the keys to the beloved downtown landmark, which has been generally shuttered, as far as I remember, since, I would say 2002. Whatever happens, I hope this poor, neglected building will get the love and respect that this building hasn't had for close to 30 years. And beware the so-called not-profits that just see this as a cash cow to raise funds. I'm sorry, that's my ticked-off side coming out. I hate to show that, but I feel this building has been used and not properly cared for. So the meeting on this is at 10 o'clock this morning at McKinley Arts Center, Riverside Drive. I'm John Potter. Okay, the gas prices. Our story this week that we had was trouble ahead for gas prices. Governor Lombardo has gathered experts together to address the closures of two California refineries. Phillips 66 closed a refinery by L.A. Valero plans to close their Bay Area refinery, the one in Martinez, by April because of high costs and regulations. And I imagine you've heard that California has a goal of zero carbon emissions by 2045, including from gasoline. Zero, folks. It's kind of like the state of Nevada putting on the zero fatalities campaign. You're not going to get anyway. Two closed refineries means a loss of 284,000 barrels a day. A day. Now, 88% of our fuel comes from California, and for now, there's just no way to change that. Right now, all our gas in Nevada comes from three pipelines. There's the CalNev pipeline. It goes from L.A. to Vegas. The second one runs from the Bay Area to Reno, both Sparks and Reno, actually. That's the Kinder Morgan pipeline, which does get shut down, too, now and then, you know, from power outages or wildfires. I remember when that pipeline was closed off and on for several days in 2019, we had fires and PG&E blackouts. So anyway, there's the third pipeline runs from Salt Lake to Las Vegas. That's two to Las Vegas, one for here. There's talk about getting Northern Nevada a fuel pipeline from Salt Lake City, Utah, from Sinclair. That's kind of on the drawing board, but that's going to take many years. And for now, the reduced supply from California refinery shutdowns because of California regulations and high cost are expected to raise Nevada gas prices, one estimate says, to $8 a gallon. Now, Lombardo's task force is going to develop, quote, long-term strategies that strengthen our infrastructure and diversify supply routes. There were over 40 California refineries in the 1980s. Now there's only going to be seven by the end of this year. And that new decree cutting oil usage in California by 2045, that's a Newsom thing. It's amazing that people think he has a chance of winning the presidency with this on his record. And it knowingly screws Nevada because we can't vote on that. We get our gas from out of state, from them. And there was no consideration for us when he made that decree. What about us? A real shame that not one reporter asked Newsom, well, what about the states that depend on California? And he wants to be our president. We are very vulnerable. And I think when it comes to our gas prices, right now, these are the good old days. Cherish them. I'm sure you're going to tell your grandkids about $2.55 gallon gas in Northern Nevada in the future. You will. We got a break for Fox News, local news with Greg Neft. Derek Lee up with us next. I'm John Potter here till noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:32.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I am so mad at myself. I forgot to take my Dopexil, and I always take the Dopexil for my dopamine before this radio show, and I forgot to take it, and so I've been doubling up on the coffee to make up for that.
That's
but
great.
I really feel that the brain is half asleep without the Dopexil, and I sound like a junkie here, but this is a perfectly safe thing that boosts your dopamine. So that's my favorite product of yours so far. Derek Lee is here. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Hello, Derek Lee.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
The first, you send us each week, you send us the talking points. And the first thing you have in the talking points is another crazy week. What's that about?
That means we've had an overwhelming amount of support. People, there's a tremendous amount of new people, new customers ordering products, and we're just cranking them out. We're a couple of days behind right now, We've had a tremendous amount of orders this week, and I just want to thank everyone for trusting us and supporting us.
Are you looking to hire some help?
We are, actually. We're looking into that very, very quickly. Yeah, we need some help right now.
I'm going to get your contact information after this. I'm staying here. Don't worry, folks. It's just part-time here, you know. You have a new product.
Yep.
You just never stop, do you?
No, this one's actually really important, and that's why we're releasing it, because I've just been overwhelmed with the lack of information about this, and I've been testing it for a couple weeks myself. I have not had my research team doing experiments with themselves. It's really, I believe it can be a catalyst to everything. And so it's called Cell Repair. I was just texting my website guy right before we came on the air to make sure that it was uploaded.
It's called Cell Repair. Can cells be repaired?
You know what? I know they have been able to. Majority of the stuff we've talked about, or it's been my big angst, is trying to figure out how to do that. And so I believe fluid has always been a significant factor. I believe that there has to be some mechanism, whether it's mitochondria, whether that's ATP, whether it's all these different mechanisms, is the reason or cause of not being able to do that. And it turns out it has more to do with something called inositol or myo-inositol. And so myo-inositol is something we consume. We originally would use to get from foods. I don't know if it's just deficient or we don't absorb it properly anymore. I don't know. What Cell Repair is it's a largely based on myo and dichiroinositol. And so what these two components do is it enables our cells to utilize glucose more efficiently. Every single cell in our body utilizes glucose. So if we have high glucose numbers in our blood supply, that means we're not utilizing glucose properly, and our cells are not absorbing glucose. Myo-inositol is a key factor in being able to absorb and utilize glucose. Now, I found that to be extremely disturbing. I'm like, well, why doesn't anyone who has type 2 diabetes just use myo-inositol to be able to utilize glucose more efficiently? And so I started researching that, and it turns out that the pancreas, which is what regulates insulin, what produces insulin, the pancreas has a very, very high concentration of myo-inositol that's supposed to be in the pancreas. Now, based on the research that I read, if the pancreas is deficient in myo-inositol, it does not produce enough insulin. Now, so I then went and looked into studies. Are there studies that compares myo-inositol to something like metformin? And the answer is yes. There's been lots of studies that have been done that compare the two. And you know what the results are? They work identical. They have the exact same effect on the blood and to regulate blood glucose. One's a prescription medication, and one is a natural component that's supposed to be in our foods. And for some reason, pharmaceuticals and doctors are pushing metformin over a supplement called myo-inositol. Now, here's where it gets really funny.
But why are they pushing metformin instead?
I don't know. This is why we're releasing this, because this is common sense. Why wouldn't you do this? So here's where it gets more interesting. That's just type 2 diabetes, by the way. High concentrations are also in the thyroid. So if the thyroid doesn't have enough glucose or cannot absorb glucose more efficiently, then it stops working properly. And so if our thyroid doesn't have enough myo-inositol in the thyroid, it cannot function properly. So if we can start consuming something like myo-inositol and then be able to revitalize that cellular structure, then guess what? We can repair the thyroid. Here's where it gets even more interesting, guys. Prostate. Prostate, the myo-inositol, having enough myo-inositol in the prostate, can actually repair the prostate. Not only repair it, can shut down prostate cancer.
Makes sense.
It does. So, because it regulates how we utilize glucose. And so including in the brain. So this is why we released this formula. This is why I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning researching. It's just to verify that this is actually accurate, because it doesn't make sense. No, I've never heard anyone talk about this before. And I'm like, how is this possible? How come doctors who prescribe medication for prostate are happy to cut out men's prostates versus something like myo-inositol? I'm like, hello, how's this? I'm just dumbfounded by the fact that this is never talked about. And based on the data, based on the studies, based on all the lab work and everything's been published about this, it is true. It is accurate. Myo-Nostal can reverse just about every single component of the body, including heart, vascular system, fatty liver, bad kidneys, everything. It can reverse everything that is not working, probably because what happens is it limits the ability to absorb and utilize glucose. And when those cells get disrupted and they can't utilize glucose efficiently, we just get prescribed medications because something's not working. It's got to be a problem with the body. Well, myo-inositol, the cells, is what regulates the flow not only of fluid, also of glucose.
So this is a ingredient that the body naturally produces?
We're supposed to get it from foods.
From foods, okay.
But maybe we I don't think we're getting it in fruits and vegetables anymore.
Is it an amino acid or?
It is. That's a good question. I don't know for that for sure. I know it's a supplement. I know it can be made.
But it's in our foods, so it's natural. Okay.
Yep. I don't know if we make it. I don't have that.
But
data.
We need it.
We need it. It's really important. It's probably the most important singular thing that we can utilize to reverse just about every single ailment I have ever seen.
Fascinating.
It is. It kind of floored me. So we kind of jumped the gun and put it out there because I know there's a tremendous amount of people who are dealing with thyroid issues, or dealing with type 2 diabetes, or dealing with prostate issues. And this is the first thing I've ever seen that works on everything, including brain function.
This is a Derek discovery. All the rabbit trails you follow is something. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Brainhealthformulas.com. Now, double good news here. You have a sale on this new product only. Cell repair, is that what we're talking
about? Yeah, that's what we're going to call it, cell repair.
Cell repair. You have a sale on this new product. No exceptions. What does that mean?
That means you cannot. It is only sale is only for cell repair.
I gotcha.
So okay. We're doing this because this is how important I believe this product is. It's buy two and get one free. There's no mixing. You can't manipulate the sale. If you buy two of something else and expect to get a third one for free, you will not. Only for cell repair. You buy two products, two individual components of cell repair, and we will ship you three.
All right,
that's the sale.
Great for the prostate. How does it make you feel?
You know what? It's actually working on my stomach and intestinal lining. It works on that too. So the myo-inositol actually regulates the lining of the stomach. It regulates the lining of the intestinal tract. And so it truly affects every single aspect of the body, every single cell structure it has an effect on. So I've always dealt with heartburn. And what I've found is sometimes if I have heartburn after because I eat too late at night, and I start to feel weird, my stomach starts to gurgle. It doesn't mean I burp up stomach acid or anything like that. If I just can't sleep, I start to have anxiety. I'm like, let me just go drink some baking soda and water, and that'll usually settles my stomach. Yeah. And I can go to sleep really easily. And what used to happen with me is I used to burp a lot after I did that.
Yeah.
But after taking this for a couple weeks, I don't burp anymore. I just go right to sleep. So that chemical reaction that happens from baking soda and water is it's combining with yeast and creating pressure. It's creating an oxygen or carbon dioxide rich environment, which is what makes you burp. And so what's been happening with me is I have not been burping after drinking baking soda and water because it's killing off the yeast in the stomach.
Well, you are very excited about this latest discovery and product, cell repair, folks. It's buy two, get one free at brainhealthformulas.com. One more segment with Derek. Actually, you have another sale, but
yep.
We'll tell you about that after. You lied to us. Oh, one other product is on sale. We're going to talk about that after the break. One more segment with Derek next, very shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:48.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter. Having fun with Derek Lee. He's very excited. BrainHealthFormulas.com. The new product is called Cell Repair. Settle down, Derek. Settle down. It's quite something. My gosh, you can't be serious with what you're saying about the entire body being rejuvenated by this. Sounds simple product, but it has an ingredient that is nobody seems to be using this. It's naturally occurring in your body, but we don't get enough of it. What's the name of it again?
Cell Repair's name of the product, myo-dichiro-inositol.
All right, I'm going to practice saying that today.
Okay.
There's a sale on it. Buy two, get one free at brainhealthformulas.com. Now, the other sale is on a product that is pretty recent, and I took this yesterday, felt great. It is SLU. I know, very catchy name here. SLU-PP-332. Tell us about that, Derek.
So I like to call it just SLUP-332.
There you go.
That's just combining all together and making its own word.
Why does it have that name?
That's just how it was developed. It's a peptide that works on mitochondrial function to chew up fats. Now, it doesn't matter if it's fats in the liver, fats in the kidney, fats in the body. It doesn't matter where it's at. It engages our own mechanism, our own mitochondria to chew up fats. And so what we have found with our specific formula of it is that I believe it's actually chewing up candida overgrowth, not only in the stomach or intestinal tract. I believe it's also working to chew up candida overgrowth, fungus is candida. Candida overgrowth is a fungus, for those of you who don't know that. So a fungus is chains of fatty acids. So when we look at something like SLUP-332 that engages mitochondria to chew up fats and fatty acids, that means that there's a high probability that SLUP-332 might be able to utilize fatty acids, a fungus, as a food source, as an energy source. And based on what we've experienced, the only thing that actually makes sense of what it's doing is if it is chewing up candida overgrowth as a fuel source, as an energy source. And when we can do that, it disrupts the chain of communication for a fungus. And all you do is cut the head off. And yet, it doesn't kill the food source, because the food source is always in the stomach or the intestinal tract, because that's gets continually fed there. And so that's a food source, and it just weaves through our cellular structure until it pops out like toenail fungus or dandruff or, you know, memory issues or something like maybe even fatty liver or chronic kidney disease or atherosclerosis or, you know, any of those things can be caused by something disrupting cellular communication. So in combination with SLUP-332 quite possibly Cell Repair, which is going to repair the cells, SLUP-332 is going to kill off the intruders that might be disrupting that cellular communication. So this is what I believe is that they work hand in hand. Excuse me. I believe they can be working hand in hand. So SLUP-332 might be killing off a fungus, and myo-inositol, the Cell Repair formula, is going to start rebuilding those cells so the fungus cannot come back. So in other ways, SLUP-332 might be able to prevent any cancer from ever forming. And then that, on top of Cell Repair, might even be able to prevent any abnormalities of any cell structure. So we start looking at this in more of a whole picture, a complete picture aspect, and we can do a tremendous amount of preventative maintenance with these two components alone.
So we're also talking about using these two products in tandem.
Yeah.
They work together, and that's why you put these two products on sale.
Yeah.
For our good listeners. And again, it's buy two, get one free of the newest product, Cell Repair. And what is the sale on SLUP-332?
So the more potent SLUP-332 version, we knocked off $20 off of it. So instead of $129.95, it's down to $109.95. And so this is roughly 70% off of what anyone else is selling this for. So we don't have much overhead compared to other larger companies. So we can do things like this, which is this price, 60 capsules for 25 milligrams per capsule, is about 70% off of what I've found the lowest other manufacturer selling this at.
And you increased the dosage of the product like you do. You tinker. Yeah. With all of your products.
Yeah.
I remember the original Restore. I thought the original Restore was great, but you had to juice it up even more.
Yep. We just continued to optimize things. And so we instead of other companies would make a whole new product by adding a component, we just like to improve it because of our own studies, of our own information, our own data, recordings, and so we just make improvements to products.
Your endless curiosity is propels you.
It does.
To create this big lineup now that we have at brainhealthformulas.com. Do you ever think about, like, taking a vacation, watching a football game or something? I mean, you have the curiosity and the energy. I think it's because you're taking your own product here. Relax, man. Go do a movie. When's the last time you saw a movie?
The last movie I saw was the new Avatar. I loved it. I thought it was one of the best movies they made.
You haven't seen the new one, have you?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I saw, the newest Avatar movie.
Oh, you saw the newest?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
I've heard that. You're the second person to tell me that's their favorite Avatar movie.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the first one was groundbreaking. The third one, in my opinion, is right up there.
All right. Derek, awesome of you to give us this good news, not only about your new discoveries, but also about the sales, that you can save money on cell repair and Sloop 332 at brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Hopefully, maybe we'll get another movie review next Saturday. I would look forward to that. I'm John Potter, live and local. Going to break for Fox News 99.1 FM Talk.